Welcome back to Eco Talk. I'm your host, Betsy Rosenberg. I want to remind you that if you'd like more information about today's topics and guests, in case you're joining us partway through the show, you can go to our website and you'll find all kinds of helpful links as well as other background information about Eco Talk. Find out more about our financial situation, which is getting better each week as we welcome new sponsors and environmental partners to the show. But between the production costs and staffing costs and broadcasting costs, we have to pay Air America Radio. We're still not quite off the endangered list. So if you'd like to find out more about how you can help us, please do so at our website. Well, some good news, and we try to bring all that to you every week. There's always something wonderful going on somewhere in the world, and this week we're going to focus on Hawaii. The Aloha State is saying hello to renewable energy, and could the 50th state become a leader? Could be in first place in terms of really moving to a sustainable economy. To find out more about this exciting development, we're going to check in with Kyle Dotta. He is the Senior Director of Research and Consulting with the Rocky Mountain Institute, one of my favorite organizations, of course, based in Colorado. Very proactive. And this story is interesting for a lot of reasons, but one of them is that Hawaii is the most fossil fuel dependent state in the union. And so launching this energy policy designed to wean them off oil forever, as they say, is remarkable. But even more so, because this is not a partisan issue in this case. The governor of Hawaii, who endorsed this and is in fact spearheading the effort, is a Republican. To find out more about this, let's check in with Kyle. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
Are you speaking to us from the Big Island?
I am.
Lucky you. Tell us what last week's announcement really was the culmination of. How did this happen?
Well, the Energy for Tomorrow bill had its genesis in Governor Lingle's campaign pledge to achieve 20% renewables by 2020. And I think over the course of 2005, it became very clear to the state's policymakers that oil prices were not going to return to the $30 a barrel level, but instead stay stubbornly above the $50 a barrel level. And, you know, Hawaii is unusual in that it is the most oil-dependent state in the union. We use oil for 90% of our energy needs because oil is not only used in transportation, but also used to produce most of the power. And that really raised a lot of economic, security, and environmental concerns. And to give you a sense of the magnitude of the economic urgency, you know, the recent oil price run-up has cost this state $1 billion a year. And that translates to about $1,800 a household. That's equal in magnitude to what each household pays in state income tax.
Now,
when you have an economic impact of this magnitude, energy stops becoming a bipartisan issue.
Absolutely. Is this heavy reliance on oil because of the fact that Hawaii is islands or a group of islands?
Yes. Hawaii is in a remote location, a beautiful place in the middle of the Pacific, but it has no indigenous fossil fuel. We do have exceptionally strong renewable resources, however. We simply haven't really tapped into them very much. Renewables today in total contribute only 5% of the total state's energy need, which is a small fraction of what they could contribute.
Last time I was on Maui a few years back, I noticed there were some housing developments, it seemed, where all or most of the homes had solar panels on the roof. I thought, what a brilliant idea. Here's an island, you know, soaking up the sun in the middle of the Pacific, and they're using the rays. Is that part of what you started to see happen before this even went into effect?
Well, there has been a foundation in terms of solar hot water heating, limited solar photovoltaics, frankly, which is unfortunate. We really don't yet have mandates for widespread solar equipment on houses. And the tax rates were relatively low. And, in fact, one of the things that the bill is going to do, it has very strong bipartisan support, is to eliminate the sunset date on the tax credits for solar hot water and photovoltaics and increase the cap of tax rates to very much more meaningful levels, almost half of the value of the system, to really accelerate the market.
Now, you must be especially excited because Governor Linda Lingle really took some of the policies outlined in the Rocky Mountain Institute's 2004 study, Winning the Oil Endgame, and is putting those into practice. That's a green dream come true.
Yes, that's right. I mean, one of the things that we're truly excited about is the governor's package is a very comprehensive and integrated approach to energy policy. And covers both transportation efficiency, the housing stock, electrical power efficiency, state buildings, a renewable portfolio standard for power, and also a renewable fuel standard for biofuels. So it's really covering all the bases that we discussed.
And California sees itself as a leader in, you know, moving to a sustainable culture and economy, energy reliance. But it sounds like Kauai could be competing for first place.
Well, we certainly hope so. You know, clearly this state's going to set a target that, you know, if everything's enacted, it could reduce its oil dependence by about 35% by 2020 or in 15 years. So it's going to take very rapid steps to move forward.
And when will you begin to see this transition really unfolding in a way that's tangible?
Well, I think it can start as early as the next 2 or 3 years. You know, we're already seeing a bit of an upsurge in renewable power plants being built after a hiatus of almost a decade. But we can accelerate that. I think we're going to see some commercial-scale biofuels plants, if these laws are passed, enter the system as early as 2007 and 2008, because there are a number of companies, especially the existing sugar companies, that would like to move their product from sugar into ethanol. Thereby supply about 10 to 15% of the state's energy needs, methanol alone. So we're hopeful to see quite a bit of activity, and of course efficiency is a foundation, so we'd like to see really a doubling or tripling of the efficiency efforts.
Kyle, we're just about out of time. I wish we had more time. Can you tell us a website people can go to learn more?
Yes, you should go to RMI's website, www.rmi.org, find out more information about the policies and
Thanks,
the
Kyle.
Strategies.
That'll be on our website, too, ecotalk.net. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.